Thank you and good morning. The City of Eureka and the County are looking at a localized version of a traffic impact fee that, if implemented, would be used to fund city and county public works for road maintenance. There will be an informational meeting today at 2 o'clock at the Humboldt Community Services Office on Walnut Drive to discuss the creation of the traffic impact fee for the greater Eureka area. Tom Mattson, Director of Public Works for the county, and Brian Gerving from the City of Eureka will be on hand, and a draft report of the proposed fee is available at the county website. The public comment period will run through February 26th. Traffic impact fees are generally one-time payments paid prior to the issuance of a building permit for local developments and are normally used for sidewalk and road maintenance. The first meeting between local crab fishermen and the Small Business Administration was held in Del Norte County last night to help commercial crab fishermen who have suffered economic loss due to the ongoing suspension of the crab fishing season. The SBA will provide low-interest economic injury disaster loans of up to $2 million at 4% interest to be used to pay fixed debts, payroll, and accounts payable and other expenses for fishermen after Governor Jerry Brown declared the lost fishing season a disaster. Fishermen in Humboldt County will get their chance to meet with SBA representatives beginning on Wednesday at noon at the Woodley Island Marina Conference Room. The Outreach Center will be open through Friday afternoon to assist local crab fishermen. There will be no charges filed against Hoopa Tribal Police Sergeant Seth Ruiz in the shooting death of Richard Kelly near Wichpec in September of last year. Kelly was involved in a high-speed pursuit with Ruiz while riding a stolen motorcycle after he had shot a man at the Ray's Food Place when he crashed near the intersection of Highways 96 and 169. While pinned under the motorcycle, Kelly fired shots at Ruiz as he exited his patrol car and hit the car at least 8 times. Ruiz had taken cover behind the trunk of the car and returned fire as backup arrived, including Hoopa Tribal Police and Sheriff's deputies. Kelly was later found to have died from a single gunshot wound to the neck, and the DA found that Ruiz acted in self-defense and used no more force than necessary to defend against the danger of suffering great bodily injury. The DA statement includes the fact that 3 witnesses in a car that pulled to the side of the road as Kelly sped past them on the motorcycle watched the shootout between Kelly and Ruiz and corroborated Ruiz's description of events. Jordan Christmas has news from Southern Oregon.
Monday morning, 2 Del Norte County residents walked away from a plane crash at the Gold Beach Airport in Oregon with no major injuries. The 2 were flying from Crescent City, and as they approached the runway in Gold Beach, one of the plane's tires clipped the fence, causing the plane to flip over upside down. The plane landed on the roof of the cockpit, and both occupants exited the plane as rescue personnel responded to the accident. The pilot, 71-year-old Daniel Harrison, had nothing more than a few bruises and scrapes, while the passenger, 51-year-old Anthony Betancourt, was uninjured in the crash.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff Mike Downey joined Talk Shop last Thursday morning, and he brought along one of the newest members of the Sheriff's Office, new Public Information Officer Selena Zaria Mendoza. Since Downey was elected as Sheriff, the PIO's office has been in flux, with the duties of informing the public transferred between lieutenants. But Downey said that with the rapid expansion of social media, someone familiar with that technology was needed.
Having a public information officer, I think, is pretty crucial, pretty vital. We bannered back and forth as to what we wanted that to look like. Again, she is a spokesperson for the sheriff. She is a community services officer for the sheriff's office, and her main duties are as a PIO, so that's why she wears a uniform, because she will speak for me on numerous issues.
Zaria Mendoza is a uniformed member of the sheriff's office, and Downey said that when he discussed the position with his command staff, they decided they needed a PIO who would be the focal point for media and public requests for information.
You get to an office our size, we need to have a single point of contact for that type of thing and get out concise, consistent information. And I think that's what we have. You know, we did have a PIO years ago, and I hope to replicate that type of thing where we get that information out, have those relationships with the news media to be able to be really transparent.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop with Sheriff Downey and Zaria Mendoza by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.